this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Some of the election results are coming in. President Trump has won the states of Kentucky, Indiana, South Carolina, and West Virginia, while Democratic challenger Joe Biden has taken Virginia and Vermont. Republican Shelley Moore Capito has won election to the U.S. Senate from West Virginia in a state that is turning red. And there, Jim Justice has also won re-election as governor. Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia has won a third term to office. Warner defeated Republican challenger Daniel Gade on Tuesday in a low-key race whose outcome was never in doubt. Democrats have not lost a statewide election in Virginia since 2009. Virginia's grown increasingly liberal over the past 4 years, and as a result of the 2019 elections, Democrats now control every branch of government in the state of Virginia. The FBI is now investigating bogus robocalls that warned voters across the country to stay home to be safe.
A senior Homeland Security official tells reporters a federal investigation is underway into anonymous robocalls that have picked up in the final days before the election. Some calls featured a computerized female voice saying, "Time to stay home, stay safe and stay home." And although the election isn't specifically mentioned, some who receive the calls say it feels like voter suppression. A tracking company reports there were 10 million calls just in the month of October, and more were reported this week. And this appears to be a sophisticated effort. Meanwhile, a different batch of robocalls was reported in Flint, Michigan, falsely telling voters they should wait until Wednesday because of long lines. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And once again, President Trump has won the state of South Carolina, that the latest. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 554 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Meeting new people, going on dates, I was way out of practice. Silver Singles made it easy for me to get back into dating, and it felt just right.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50.
Signing up was easy. I told them a little about me, my interests, and I started getting matches right away.
At Silver Singles, you receive daily matches you won't want to miss. Start your search today at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Britain has raised.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 504. This KMTQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal entry, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, it's your last chance to vote. The polls are open until 7 o'clock tonight. That's right, today's also your final day to send in your mail ballot through the U.S. Postal Service. It must be postmarked by today in order to be counted in. By the way, if you are in line by 7 p.m., you must be allowed to vote. KMZQ will join our network Salem after the Kevin Wall Show today, beginning at 6 p.m. The Trump campaign and the Nevada Republican Party have appealed a district judge's ruling which rejected their challenge of mail-in ballot counting in heavily Democratic Clark County. The appeal seeks a stay and an expedited appeal, arguing that the respondents, Secretary of State Barbara Sabatsky and Clark County Registrar of Voters Joe Gloria, will suffer no harm from a brief stay in their capacities as elected officials. The ARIA has been fined for reportedly not complying with the state's COVID-19 health and safety protocols. They were fined more than $12,000. Metro Police say they are prepared for any possible safety threats which might happen today. Officials say they're opening a development operations center at police headquarters, and 600 non-patrol officers and detectives are on call.
KMZQ on-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
We're getting some slow flows right now on the 15 southbound at Bonanza, northbound at Spring Mountain. Also heavy volumes 515 west at Pecos. Delays on the 15 both directions between Craig and Cheyenne, and restrictions causing delays to the airport tunnel that's southbound Paradise at Russell.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Election night is here. Believe it or not, we'll have all the returns for you right here. You don't have to go anywhere tonight because the Salem Radio Network has been gearing up for this election for going on 2 years, and they're ready for it. And they'll broadcast live beginning at 6 o'clock. Right here. So you don't have to go anywhere. We've got it all for you right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Megan Barth joins us from ReaganBabe.com. And Megan, what is your sense now, just about 90 minutes away from the close of polls, maybe, although the Republicans are going to court to try and extend voting hours by 1 hour. What is your sense of the state of Nevada? You've been traveling the state.
Well, I'm in Washoe County right now, and I just saw a tweet from, I think, Let Nevadans Vote, which is a leftist organization, and it said the longest line in Washoe County is at a livestock event center. Okay. So what I can tell you is this. If the rurals show up, and I've said this before, if the rurals show up, Trump takes Nevada. Clark County, tweeted by Battleborn Progress, has no lines at multiple centers, which means that's bad for Democrats. You know, the Democrats in Nevada and elsewhere really shot themselves in the foot by scaring people to stay home and vote by mail. They're not seeing the returns of ballots that they expected, specifically from communities of color, which they have held a monopoly over for decades. So the Hispanic vote is down everywhere for mail-in ballots. The black vote is down everywhere through mail-in ballots. But what we do see in the polls, Kevin, is a shift amongst Hispanic men, 40 and older, Hispanics in general, as well as African-American votes, you've got huge favorability ratings for Trump. And I think in Nevada, if I know that the Livestock Event Center has an hour-long line, the rurals are showing up, and the rurals need to show up in order to flip Nevada red. I only hope that all of the questions on the ballot, the 1 through 6, even though there's only 5 questions, so I have no idea why it's 1 through 6, but nonetheless, I hope all of those fail and fail miserably.
I'll tell you, I voted against all of them, so.
Right. Yeah. With three, what we have to understand about those questions is that they were written by leftists for leftists. It contains a lot of flowery, euphemistic language, you know, about, you know, justice and caring and, you know, energy efficiency and rights for human beings. And it does nothing but open the floodgates to lawyers and higher energy costs. And that's exactly what these questions will do. They will overregulate Nevada. They will over-litigate Nevada. And specifically question 6, it would turn us into a California green economy. And we can see what happens when carbon emissions come into play and you want to be carbon free by 2030 or whatever the number is that they chose, the year is that they chose. What you have is huge spikes in energy costs, your electricity bills, et cetera, and then you have basically forests that are constantly infernos instead of green, which you would think green energy would produce more green trees, but in California it's actually decimated populations of wildlife as well as killed lives and destroyed forests.
I was just on the phone with Adam Laxalt, the Nevada co-chair for the Trump 2020 reelect, and he said they're in court even at this hour trying to get an extension of the poll closing times to extend it to 8 o'clock because we've apparently had a number of problems where people actually got out of line and left because the machines were broken. The Wi-Fi wasn't working. There were a whole bunch of things that happened. And I'm wondering, are you seeing any reports of that up in Washoe?
I have not seen reports of that in Washoe, but I did see, I've been following the Secretary of State's website, Elections in Nevada or something on Twitter, and it was reported this morning at 7 o'clock that some polling places were down due to technical issues, but you would think that perhaps the Secretary of State would then update that Twitter feed to let us know that everything's up and running, but no communications since at least 6 hours ago. I just checked about 1 hour ago, so unless they've updated. But, I mean, my God, if the polling stations come back on, don't you think that the Secretary of State should tweet something out? Like, hey, not having any more problems.
We're open for business.
Open for business, but there's been no communication from the Secretary of State on Twitter or elsewhere that I can find that those polls that were affected by those technical glitches that they had 4 years to prepare for. Salem Media, you said, prepared for this election for 2 years. It seems like you guys are pulling off a better job than the Secretary of State and the Clark County Registrar, not having their technical efficiencies all, you know, crossed and dotted. So here we are with machines down. So, you know, we will see if the Republicans, you know, this is the problem with all of these machinations and all of these changes that the Democrats, including Barbara Zagaski, has made to election laws, is that they changed them in a rush and in a time of a quote-unquote pandemic, and they weren't prepared to handle the changes. They weren't prepared to validate the changes. They simply just made the changes.
By the way, we've just gotten the information that a Clark County judge has extended the voting hours in Clark County, not statewide, but in Clark County, 1 hour to 8 o'clock. So if folks are in line at 7 o'clock, that's great. But you've got till 8 o'clock to get to the polls and be in line. So that is a major victory for Republicans because Republicans vote day of.
That's correct. And also, let's not forget that Cardenas Market in Clark County stayed open until
3
in the morning in 2018.
Yeah,
so
that's...
The Democrats are very coached at keeping polls open for as long as they need. But now, obviously, due to technical issues, we do need an extra hour.
Let me just ask you, we've been seeing all of these visuals on TV, you know, businesses here in the United States, all across the country, not just Washington, not just New York, but Kansas City and other places where they're boarding up their businesses and they're closing down businesses for the next 2 days. Can you talk a little bit about what you fear is going to happen? And by the way, this isn't, you know, if Biden wins. This is an if Trump wins thing. And I think we all know about it. Wink, wink, nod, nod. What do you make of this?
Well, I make of this what we've been witnessing now for, oh, I don't know, 4 months or whatever has been going on in Portland as well as other communities across the country are these riots. Democrats have referred to them as peaceful protests. The storefronts in Washington, D.C. and around the Capitol, as well as in New York and Chicago and L.A. and other places where Democrats have a stronghold, is not because Trump supporters are going to go out and riot if Trump wins, and it's not because Trump supporters are going to riot if Trump loses. It's because Biden supporters and the violent radical left run by Marxist organizations and funded by Marxists, including Antifa, including Black Lives Matter, and other organizations like Resist or Occupy and all of those words, D.C. or L.A., they are a coordinated violent network of insurgents. They have wreaked havoc on Minneapolis. They've burnt and torched an entire community, Black community, in Minneapolis to the ground. They have held Portland hostage now for 4 months, but obviously willingly when you have socialists that run Portland, Oregon, and are running for office in Portland, Oregon. This is what socialists do. With every socialist revolution is an accompaniment of violence. The left has been historically violent, not just in recent times, but in past times. And this is just basically another day in leftist politics. This is how they roll, this is how they play, and this is why law and order is on the ballot.
So let me ask you, with AB4, we've got what, a week to count the votes? Is that your understanding here in Nevada?
That's my understanding, yes.
So in other words, we probably won't know, unless it is a very decisive victory one way or another, we probably won't know about Nevada, not tonight, not tomorrow, maybe not for, you know, 4 or 5 days. Is that possible?
Let's not forget North Carolina. They have 9 days. Pennsylvania has 3 days. The Democrats have taken the election day and turned it into election month.
And again, in so many of these communities, so many of these states, they're giving the benefit of the doubt to the voter. Even if you don't have a clear postmark of November 3rd, they're going to count your vote. Why have any deadlines at all?
Well, yeah. Why is it 9 days in North Carolina or 7 days in Nevada? Why is it, oh, I don't know, like 37 days or 39 days or 365 days? I mean, let's just go. Why not just have an election every single day so you can just basically vote upon your feelings? It doesn't make any sense. And when it doesn't make sense, it's certainly not true. And what the Democrats have done to the electoral process is completely bastardized the entire process. And some Republicans are also complicit in that bastardization. And so what we do need is law and order, not only on our streets, but at the ballot box. If we can send a man to a moon, if we need an ID to buy liquor, we certainly can produce an ID to vote. If we need an ID to cash a welfare check, we could certainly have an ID to vote. If we have an ID to get a pack of cigarettes, we can certainly have an ID to vote. I think what this election, specifically with mail-in ballots, is going to show us is how fragile our election system is, how compromised it is, and how in need it is of reform as far as transparency, accountability, and verification.
And by the way, it's Trump 50.4, Biden 48.8, 86% of the vote in Florida. That's not over yet. But a lot of the areas left are areas where Trump should do well. But 50.4 for Trump, Biden with 48.8, and that's now with 86% of the vote in. So
Well, we'll be looking at the Panhandle in Miami-Dade.
Exactly. And the president, I think, is going to do remarkably well in Miami-Dade because he spent a lot of time there. Are you going to be posting tonight? Or are you going to be active tonight?
Oh, yeah. Of course, I'll be active tonight. I'll be active on Twitter. I'll be active on my Facebook page at Reagan Babe. And I will be up likely late. I expect Trump to declare victory tonight. but I think it's not going to be a peaceful transition of power, much like it wasn't over the last 4 years.
We'll find out. We'll find out together. Megan, always good. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out what you're up to, where do they go?
They can go to ReaganBabe.com. That is my website. They can sign up for my newsletter. Every Saturday you'll get a free newsletter in your email. You can follow me on Twitter or Facebook at ReaganBabe are both of the handles. Very easy. Very easy. Or Instagram, TheReaganBabe.
Or Instagram. I love that. Megan, thanks. We'll find out together. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Very good. Thanks, Kevin.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. The electric bikes, have you seen those? They're really cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Stay right where you are. We'll have more numbers to bring you. And don't forget, you'll be able to follow the numbers all night long right here on AM 670 KMCQ. We're going to be carrying the Salem Radio Network coverage. And they, like I say, they've been gearing up for this for like 2 years, and they are ready for it. They're ready for election night. And just stay here all night. That's all you have to do. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMCQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Event license 48944-71642.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with big news. Pha 87, famous Vietnamese food in Las Vegas since 1987, has a great offer just for my listeners. Owner Mia Ha, a proud Trump supporter, is offering you 20% off your food order. That's right, 20% off through Election Day. Just tell him Kevin Wall sent you. Visit Pha 87, Vietnamese restaurant on Jones near Spring Mountain, or check out their amazing menu at pha87.net. That's pho87.net. And make sure you get out and vote.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Event license 48944-71642.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know how this is going to come out. The president is leading 50.5 to 48.7 in Florida. And that's with, what is this, with 87% of the vote in. That is not a comfortable lead. And a lot of people believe that a lot of these battleground states, you're going to have to win them by 5 percentage points. Just to make sure they don't try and steal the Democrats don't try and steal the election, that you're going to have a decisive victory, 4-5 points, and in a number of these battleground states it will probably work out that way. There might be a couple of battleground states that Biden wins. Biden is up right now in Texas. Yeah, but again, it is still very, 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 very early in the evening, even with the time difference. I want to repeat, because this is important, a Clark County judge has ordered the Clark County polls to stay open till 8 o'clock. Not 7 o'clock, as we've been telling you, but 8 o'clock. They had some horrible problems. People came to vote at 7 o'clock before they went to work, and the machines weren't working. You had all this time to prepare, and the stuff wasn't working. I mean, the Wi-Fi is down. I mean, I keep hearing stories of, well, you know, we've got IT people at each site and all of that. Well, you know, the proof's in the pudding. And the fact is that on this crucial day, they weren't ready to perform. And now you throw the monkey wrench of mail-in ballots into the mix, when the president was going to court trying to sue about AB4, the assembly bill that gave us mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting. Yeah, this is bizarre. By the way, 88% in Florida in 50.7 to 48.5. So the president is up, but not by a lot. One of the things I have not yet seen is all of this stuff about you know, the whole issue of mail-in ballots and when they're going to be counted. The lawyers are going to be busy. We know now that the Clark County a judge, and I don't know the name of the judge that issued the order, but Republicans have already won a battle in court here, and it's all about keeping the polls open. Republicans, by and large, will vote in greater numbers on Election Day. We know that. They know that. The Democrats know that. And obviously, the mail-in ballots are the mail-in ballots. No, I mean, that's just a fact of life. We know that Republicans are going to vote in greater numbers, and now they're going to get an extra hour to do it. So if you were thinking you were running out of time, you're not. Make sure you go now. Be in line by 8 o'clock tonight. If it means we're going to have to stay up an extra hour and count votes, then that's the way it is. But the fact is that we desperately need every voter out there who wants to vote. We need them to cast a ballot. and now you've got till 8 o'clock. And don't forget, we will have coverage right here beginning